There are things man was not meant to know. But that doesn't mean that they don't know us. When you stare off into space and it blinks back at you. When the creature under your bed calls some friends over for dinner. When your very sanity is hanging by a thread. There is one place you can turn to.
Lovecraft's detective agency, if you're sane enough to ask, you probably don't need our help. Well, surely that's what it's supposed to do, isn't it? Yes, I understand the candle is burning. I was under the impression that was what they are generally designed to... It won't go out. Possibly this is one of those trick candles, perhaps? I see, even after pouring water on it. Oh, forgive me, submerging it in water, and yet it won't go out. Interesting. All the water boiled away, and the candle hasn't gotten any smaller. Well, let me ask you first, are you familiar with my policy regarding only accepting cases which are unknowable or unspeakable? No, I would not say so. Unusual, certainly, and even possibly unexplainable, but not. And this is crucial, unprecedented. I'm not able to accept your case at this point. But if this phenomenon continues, call me back. If it doesn't extinguish, then yes, we may be moving into the sort of territory I am accustomed to working with. How long to wait? Oh, I would say about 8 days and nights. Good luck!
So, as I was saying...
Wait! Just a moment, please.
What was that?
Just desperately hoping the phone would ring again and I could avoid this conversation.
Would you like to talk about something else?
Literally anything else that can be talked about without causing irreparable damage to my sense of reality.
Oh. So, as I was saying...
We just finished Thanksgiving with my family, Gladys. Do we honestly need to discuss Christmas now?
Morty, when I say that your family is not the easiest family to buy presents for, I hope you can appreciate the amount of understatement that goes into those words.
We can get Caroline the Crystal of 1,000 Screams.
You got her that last year.
Then we've got 998 chances to keep going. Now for the twins.
Morty, they died, remember?
They're usually dead this time of year. We'll see if it sticks this time. If not, socks?
This is the gift you feel is most appropriate for someone who just came back from the dead.
Reanimated people wear socks, don't they?
When I say that I can't argue with that, you know I am really just saying that, right? I could very much argue with that, but I just don't wanna.
I know, and I am often counting on it, my dear.
Just making sure. Now, your Aunt Ophelia.
Foot spa.
For the woman who has been reduced to a living protoplasm.
Pseudopod spa.
I'm getting her a rubber duck.
How is that more appropriate?
Because it exists.
Touché. Oh, how fortuitous.
Probably not for the person knocking.
Well, most likely not, but then I generally don't care about them.
It's not a good thing that I'm the customer service half of this office staff, is it? Good morning. Please come in.
I'm Mordecai Lovecraft, and this is my assistant, Gladys. How may we be of service today?
Well, I believe I might have a case for you, Mr. Lovecraft.
Excellent. We'll take it.
Morty!
What? I'm a detective. This woman has a case. What could possibly be more natural than to accept the case?
For all the time and energy you spend insisting that you only take cases dealing with unknowable and unspeakable horrors, you'd think it would actually matter.
Yes. But if I take the case, we will no longer be discussing the gift list for my family.
Perhaps...
More importantly, we will not be discussing my family, and in this case, that is of paramount concern.
May I just...
Do I need to remind you of what happened the last time you took a case which involved neither unknowable nor unspeakable matters?
Oh, it wasn't that bad, surely.
You got bored.
Wait, that was it?
Sorry?
Bored? I mean, from the way she was talking, I thought it would be a lot more... bad, I guess?
Yes, well, it's certainly a different perspective than most people are dealing with, but... Let me put it this way. When your life's work is dealing with the things that cannot be comprehended, what do you think might be the most logical way to pass the time so as to deal with idle moments of boredom?
To try to comprehend them?
Quite so. And it is at this point that I need to point out that cannot be comprehended and should not be comprehended are not mutually exclusive terms. Furthermore, attempts to do said comprehending, successful or no, can be... what's the word?
Unspeakable.
Precisely. Thus, a rather vicious cycle may begin. In any case, Gladys is quite right. I'm afraid I'm unable to take your case.
Wait, what? A moment ago, you just said...
I'm terribly sorry, but as my assistant pointed out, I can only accept a case if it is either unknowable or unspeakable. Without one of those factors, I'm afraid there's no way.
You don't even know what my case is yet.
No, but you do.
Exactly. And if you know, then it isn't unknowable. QED.
Now hold on a minute.
No need to get upset. I don't always follow when he uses Latin either.
That's not... I mean, can I at least just tell you what my case is, and then you can decide if you'll help me?
Oh, if you'd like. Though, if you can tell us what the case is, then it's hardly unspeakable, so I doubt...
I run a department store, and I suspect the man I hired to play Santa might be the actual Santa. Except he's evil. Maybe. I think.
We're taking this one, right, Morty?
'Tis the season.
Joy! Santa's got a lot of munchkins in line and only one lap. Think about what you want for Christmas before you get up to meet him!
The little reindeer's room is right over there, everybody. Remember, we don't want any yellow snow in the North Pole.
Not smiling for the camera is a one-way trip to the naughty list, kiddos. If you cry on Santa's lap, you're making Rudolph very sad, and he might not be able to fly come Christmas Eve.
This is more or less the way I seem to recall visits to Santa from my childhood.
Yeah, from the way you were talking, Samantha, we thought something weird was going on.
Sorry, folks. We're all out of sugar-free candy canes. If your child needs a sugar-free treat, you'll have to come back in about an hour.
Look, lady, it's up to you. Most people want to bring their kids to see Santa. But if you want to stand in line in a skirt that short with all these kids around at eye level with your bits, that's your business.
Just reminding everybody, we got a sale on the photo packages. It's 2 free 8x10s with any photo package if you purchase beforehand. Come on, you're not gonna get a better deal than that.
Uh-oh. I know that.
Is that what Mr. Lovecraft says when he spots a clue? It's his jinkies, I suppose.
Should I be getting that reference?
I sincerely doubt anyone who knows you would expect that.
I see. In any case, yes, I did notice something a bit... off, shall we say. Forgive me if I'm taking the holly out of the jolly here, but as I understand it, the overall purpose of these visits to Santa at the store is to sell photographs of the event at a spectacular markup. Am I more or less right about that?
More than less, but please don't say that out loud too often.
Why not?
This is one of those truths universally acknowledged, but that nobody talks about because what kind of monster would not want a picture of their child with Santa?
That is delightfully insidious. I'm impressed.
And because everybody wants these photos, you can effectively charge whatever fee you like for them. The only limiting factor is that you can't charge exorbitantly more than other stores who are already charging an arm and a leg for these photos.
Even then, we have some leeway. If a parent says they're going to a different store down the street to get their child's picture taken, it does raise the awkward question of how Santa could be in two places at once. But again, this is a rather public venue for this discussion.
If you're really concerned about your bottom line, we're gonna have some bad news for you at the time of billing.
Here's what I'm not understanding. If, as we've established, you can charge whatever you like for these photos, then why in Kris Kringle's name would you even consider having a sale on them?
The main point behind the sale is to have the photographs purchased before the parents can get a look at them. We've been having issues.
Do tell.
What are you people trying to pull?
Sorry, sir. No refunds if you don't like the photo. That's the whole point behind pre-purchasing.
Yeah, but this isn't even my son.
That's your son over there in the red shirt with the fire trucks on it.
Yeah, but...
So you're saying we took a picture of a different kid wearing that exact same shirt, even though there are no other kids wearing that shirt anywhere near here who also has the same haircut, pants, and shoes, and then just held onto that picture until you happened to show up.
This is not my son. My son does not look demonic. Shut up. His eyes aren't pitch black. He has an upper lip, not just a skeletal grin, and... What are these supposed to be, fangs? What did you use to take this photo? An x-ray machine with a poltergeist stuck inside it?
Aw, I remember Montreal.
I'm not paying for these.
It's my understanding that you already have. Nevertheless, to expedite our investigation, I would like to see those pictures more closely. If you promise not to breathe a word of this to any other customer, we will offer you a full refund for your purchase.
We will?
Either that, or I buy the photos from this man and put the expense on my bill to you. This seemed like a simpler solution.
Deal.
Thank you. And to be clear, that is your son over there.
Yeah.
Gladys, you saw the boy.
I did.
Here's your money back. Now go. Please.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Was that really necessary?
I should say so. I don't suppose you have any experience with seeing auras, do you?
Hard? No.
If you could, you wouldn't have needed to hire us.
For the most part, auras appear as a nimbus of color around a person or an object. But if you look just so, instead of the aura around somebody, you can see through the aura and look at the person behind it. It's difficult to accurately describe, but it might be summed up by imagining that you're looking at somebody from the other side of a trick mirror, except that the distortions of the image are an accurate portrayal of the soul behind the physical form.
Mr. Lovecraft, pretend for a minute that I believe what you're telling me. And if it makes you feel better, you may also pretend that I care. What does this have to do with why so many of the photographs look like this?
Oh, so this has happened to other children's pictures?
Yes. Not all, but some.
Well, then the answer is quite simple. The camera is taking pictures through the children's auras. Because when viewed that way, the young man in this photo looks more or less the same. Clearly, he is a little hellion who will be in and out of juvenile detention in short order.
Or he could start summoning things. It's less common, but a lot more interesting.
So the bad children get pictures that look like this?
While the good children get photos that inspire the word cherubic.
From you. And only from you.
Seraphic? Empyrean?
I get it. But this is happening because of the man I hired to play Santa?
For varying definitions of the word man, I suppose. Clearly your eyes are drawn to the picture of the child, but take a look at Santa. Ignore the beard, the suit, the black boots, everything that you expect to see. What's left?
He doesn't have a face. I mean, he has eyes when I'm looking at the eyes, and a nose when I'm looking at the nose, but...
But not all at once.
Yes. So... Should I run screaming into the hills?
Not usually a bad idea. Just pace yourself. The hills are a lot farther than you think.
And what would you like for Christmas, little one?
I want a microphone.
Microscope, honey.
Oh, I want a microscope.
She's really into science.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah. She's a little genius.
So that's what you want for Christmas?
Sure.
And have you been a good little girl?
Oh, yeah.
Even though you just lied to Santa?
Wait, what?
You don't want a microscope, do you?
No. I want a Zombie Slayer 5000 air rifle with a target heads that throw goop everywhere like Jacob has.
Wait. Jacob, the little hooligan down the street?
It's so cool! You can fill them with cherry pie filling, and it blows up everywhere, and then the squirrels come and eat their faces. Please, Santa, can I have it?
No. You lied to Santa. You said you wanted a microscope. That puts you on the naughty list.
I'm... naughty?
That's right. No toys for you. Merry Christmas.
Daddy!
That was either horrible or a return to the true spirit of the holiday. I'm not sure which.
Column A, column B.
Not to oversimplify this to the point of losing the job for myself, but have you tried just firing this individual?
Oh, I fired him days ago. But he won't leave that seat. He doesn't get up to pee, he doesn't go anywhere for lunch, and he doesn't even go home at night.
Security can't escort him out?
It's not great optics to have security men evict Santa from the premises. But even after the store is closed, it hasn't worked out.
He put your security men on the naughty list, didn't he?
Five grown men reduced to tears for an hour straight. One of them was an ex-Marine.
Interesting.
So, I have an evil Santa here, right?
Hmm? No, no, whatever this being is, it definitely isn't Santa Claus.
Then what is it?
No idea.
What?
Don't look at me. I prefer Boxing Day.
If you don't know what this being is...
Then that is par for the course. It is an unknowable horror which has taken on the role of Santa Claus for reasons of its own.
So, how do you get rid of it?
There are some arcane techniques we can try, sort of catch-all type banishments, but I think I'd rather try the lazy option. May I borrow your pen? Probably on the naughty list myself, but there's still a non-zero chance this will work. I never did get that pocket knife I asked for when I was 10, so maybe...
What are you...
It's the fastest way to get this to him. We can't exactly wait for the post office right now. Burning the paper sends it to him, and...
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't realize I was stepping on your toes. My bad.
What? The...
The real Santa told him to knock it off.
So he put himself on his own naughty list and...
And turned my entire Christmas display into some kind of green goop?
Oh, don't worry about it. It smells like fir trees. It's festive.
Hello, pets.
Hiya!
Again with the hugging. Still interesting. Slightly worrying. So, overall on brand. Hello, Gladys.
Angelique. Always a pleasure to see you.
I should hope so, Mordecai.
To what do we owe this good fortune?
I was hoping to be able to join you two for Christmas dinner, but I'm afraid I've had to make other arrangements. I've got an assignment on the winter solstice, and I can't imagine I'll get back in time. So I'm here to drop off your Christmas gifts a little early.
You bought us Christmas presents?
Bought implies paid for, but I have Christmas presents for you. Let's leave it at that. Gladys, the young man who gave me the tour of his plantation insisted that a darker roast of coffee wasn't actually possible, and so, since I needed a bag of it to smuggle out that fossilized arm bone, I thought you might like it.
Bone-flavored coffee? You are the best! Here.
A lottery ticket. Oh, you did have time to shop for me. Thank you, Gladys. We don't have to hug again. Mordecai, I think this ring will probably fit you. No one seems to want to purchase it, but I thought it would look rather dashing on you. It isn't cursed, is it?
Only when Mercury is in retrograde, and even then it's nothing a good bath in a moonbeam won't take care of. Thank you.
Don't worry if you haven't had time to get me anything yet.
Quite the contrary. I did not, however, have time to wrap it. Here you are. It's a coin made out of a unique alloy of silver. not exactly spendable, as the cult which used this for currency was wiped out 2 centuries ago by something with... Well, no need to spoil the mood by saying exactly how many teeth, I suppose, but anyway, I thought perhaps...
You got me money for Christmas. I love it, as you well know.
Merry Christmas, Angelique.
Merry Christmas, Mordecai. This is almost perfect.
Almost?
Well, you haven't had a chance to decorate the office. It would have been very interesting to see what happened if I'd have had access to mistletoe. Ah, well. See you in the new year.
Fa la 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 la.
You have been listening to the Lovecraft Detective Agency, Episode 11, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Mordecai was Andrew Dell. Gladys and the Little Girl were Liz Music. Samantha was Andy Gastingy. The Elves were Jill Wenzel, Brianna Kuby, and Adam Gastingy. The Dads were Aaron Manka-White and Ray Greenlee. Santa was Rick Tennant, and Angelique was Rebecca Scheimer. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Tune in next time for something even creepier.